Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs. Gildan Media presents How to Succeed in the World Today. Dale Carnegie's interviews with successful people that uncovers the factors that lead to success and happiness. Narrated by Sean Pratt. Forward. The success story that is the life of Dale Carnegie might be summed up in one of his golden rules for success. Arouse in the other person an eager want. By doing just that, arousing an eager want in everyone who he encountered to follow his guidance to achieve happiness and success, Dale Carnegie's name became synonymous with self-help for Americans as they were recovering from the Great Depression. Since that time, Carnegie's work has changed the lives of countless individuals around the world, and today his teachings continue to be the basis for innumerable programs and personal transformations. Carnegie found at an early age that he was a skilled orator, and he used this skill to launch his career as an inspirational and motivational speaker. Born in 1888 to impoverished farmers in Maryville, Missouri, Carnegie had to rely on his own resources to make his way in the world. Finding that he couldn't win over others with his athletic prowess, he turned to public speaking. Impressed with the moving delivery of popular teachers and entertainers who passed through his community, he joined his school debate team where he fine-tuned his ability to influence others. Being of scant financial means, Carnegie lived at home with his parents when he attended the State Teachers College in Warrensburg, Missouri. Stories of his life state that he practiced reciting speeches as he rode on horseback to and from his classes. Upon graduating in 1908, he spent several years as a salesman, and when he'd saved up some money, he moved to New York City to pursue acting. Finding that the stage was not his thing after all, Carnegie enlisted in the Army and served for a year at a fort on Long Island during World War I. Carnegie's career as a self-help leader began about 4 years after he finished college. Drawing on his oratorical skills, he began teaching evening classes in public speaking at the YMCA. His classes were a hit. His students learned not only how to be a persuasive speaker, but also how to create a good impression on others and be confident business people. The road to success was, in fact, his road to success, and Carnegie opened his own Dale Carnegie Institute after only 2 years of teaching. Carnegie's first book, titled Public Speaking and Influencing Men of Business, was published in 1913. As his exposure to successful individuals grew, he became increasingly persuaded that professional success was much more a result of good interpersonal skills than it was a result of education, experience, and technical ability. His classes and teachings focused on the development of effective social skills, particularly as applied in the workplace. To provide a textbook for his students, he began years of research, reading extensively about the lives and activities of business leaders. The book, titled How to Win Friends and Influence People, published in 1936, was a tremendous hit. It's been translated into 29 languages and has sold an estimated 15 million copies. It's no surprise that the reach of Dale Carnegie's teachings expanded after the book's success. Shortly after its publication, Carnegie began hosting an enormously popular radio show of the same name as his bestseller. As you'll hear in the pages that follow, Carnegie was a fan of personal success stories, and he often invited guests to share how they and their business ventures thrived by incorporating principles that Carnegie espoused. The Dale Carnegie Institute also grew, and during Carnegie's lifetime, the Institute had programs in 750 cities across the United States and had established programs in 15 foreign countries. About 10 years after publishing How to Win Friends and Influence People, Carnegie followed with another popular self-help book titled How to Stop Worrying and Start Living. While Dale Carnegie's writings have been available ever since they first appeared, the following pages are predominantly drawn from his weekly radio show, and they provide a long-lost source from which to learn his principles. In addition to